This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Arvada approves $54 million Axon deal for drone first responders and real-time information center. The April 21 City Council resolution bundles body cameras, tasers, Skydeal X10 drones, and the Fusus Crime Center platform into a single five-year contract. Three community meetings are scheduled in the next 8 days. Arvada. The Arvada City Council on April 21 approved a five-year, $54 million agreement with Axon Enterprise that funds a drone first responder program, a new real-time information center, and a consolidated slate of existing police technology, including body-worn cameras, tasers, and dash cams. Resolution 26032, presented by Senior Assistant City Attorney Parik Emeran, caps first-year spending at $1.18 million and limits each of the four optional renewal years to $1.06 million. The staff report projects the bundled contract will save the city roughly $660,000 per year compared with Axon's unbundled price. Engaged citizen Mike Rawluck of the Ralston Valley Coalition flagged the vote the following morning on the Kim Monson Show. Rawluck said, quote, "Last night, Arvada City voted in the drones as first responder, and they're bringing in the real-time information center. It feels like a command and control center level for a military operation, the way they can bring in all the different cameras from the drones to Axon Fusus to the body-worn cameras all in one spot." But the contract buys. The bundle is the product of a request for proposals the city issued October 24, 2025. According to the agenda report, the Arvada Police Department already uses Axon body-worn cameras, which are required under Colorado law, and chose to combine its existing Axon relationship with new equipment into a single agreement. Major line items in the Axon quote include a $3.98 million officer safety plan, 10 premium bundle covering 205 officers, a $673,000 Axon records draft, one artificial intelligence report writing subscription, two Skydeo X10 drone dock commissionings at $35,250 each, an Axon DFR patrol bundle at $112,162, and multiple DroneSense Class 1 and Class 2 flight management licenses. The drone hardware is Skydeo's X10 platform, which Skydeo and Axon market jointly to police agencies nationwide. How the Real-Time Information Center works. The contract's Exhibit G Statement of Work describes the Fusus platform, which will run the Arvada Real-Time Information Center, or ARTIC, as, quote, "a map-based real-time operations platform incorporating myriad agency and non-agency-owned assets into a single pane of glass to optimize incident response and investigation." The provisioning covers up to 5,000 camera streams fed from agency-owned assets and, where applicable, from external entities such as other government agencies, across as many as three camera networks. Feeds may be processed with artificial intelligence object detection for crowd detection and object intrusion zone detection. Connected Axon devices, including body cameras, Fleet 3 dash cams, Axon air drones, and counter drone systems, stream real-time locations and live video into the same interface. Officers use the Fusus OPS mobile app on iOS and Android to view the feeds in the field. The Drone First Responder Program, paired with the ARTIC, allows drones stationed at remote docks to launch from dispatch calls and relay live video to the center. Peer cities that approved similar Axon Skydeo programs in the past 6 months include Orlando, Florida, at $683 million over 8 years for 11 drones across 9 rooftop docks, and Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, at $4.6 million for 12 drones across 5 docks, approved unanimously by that council on November 10. Community meetings this week and next. The city announced the Real-Time Information Center in an April 14 civic alert and scheduled 3 open meetings to explain what it is and isn't and how it supports public safety. The meetings are Thursday, April 23, from 5 to 6 p.m., at City Hall's Ann Campbell Room, Wednesday, April 29, from 5 to 6 p.m., at the West Woods Community Station, and Thursday, April 30, from 4030 to 5030 p.m., at the Lake Arbor Community Station. Residents can register online to attend or submit questions through the city's alert page. The council meeting video and minutes for April 21 had not been posted at press time. The vote comes as Colorado lawmakers consider a bipartisan pair of bills that would restrict how police agencies can use automated license plate readers and drones. The state package does not address the kind of consolidated real-time crime center architecture Arvada will now operate. Resolution 26-032 was prepared by the City Attorney's Office March 25, reviewed by Police Chief Edward Brady on April 3, and approved by City Manager Don Wick on April 8. Mayor Lauren Simpson signed it on April 21. And now, Kim's perspective. A drone that launches itself, a grid of 5,000 camera feeds, body cams, dash cams, license plate readers, and an artificial intelligence watching for crowds, all stitched together on one screen in one room. Cities spend years designing this architecture for wars. Arvada just bought it for patrol calls. 3 public meetings in 8 days is a start. Show up and ask who sees the feeds, who keeps the recordings, and what happens when the definitions of suspicion and safety drift over time. The consent of the governed is not a courtesy, and a command center built before the public weighs in is an invitation to revisit the whole question. This article is available at kimmonson.com. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.